This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. There was a sharp increase in the number of new coronavirus cases in China Thursday, with 254 new deaths. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
The coronavirus death toll in China dramatically spiked on Thursday. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Thursday's numbers brings the total deaths in Hubei province alone to over 1,300. The confirmed new cases also jumped by almost 15,000, bringing the total to 48,000. The World Health Organization sent a team to China this week. The head of the emergency program warned, quote, "It's too early to predict if this is the beginning, middle, or end of the epidemic."
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Meanwhile, a cruise ship which had been stranded at sea for 2 weeks has finally docked in Cambodia. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The cruise liner that spent 2 weeks at sea and was turned away from five countries for fear of coronavirus, despite not having any confirmed cases aboard, has finally found a place to dock in Cambodia. A huge relief for the passengers aboard the MS Westerdam. Its nearly 1,500 tourists and 800 crew aboard arrived at an anchoring point on Thursday morning. It's still not known when passengers will be able to travel home, with the Westerdam calling for the disembarkation to be postponed to Friday.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Japanese officials say a powerful earthquake hit off Japan's northern coast on Thursday, but there are no reports of serious damage or injuries and no danger of a tsunami. Officials say the quake measured a preliminary magnitude of 7. For more on today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's transition.